We're on? Okay. Today's shiur is Masechta Gittin Daf Lamed Beis. We'll start the new parak, the fourth parak. Is there a sponsor yet? No sponsor. Sponsorships are open and welcome. So the Mishnah is now going to deal with a person who sends a get to his wife via Shliach, and he decides, at some point in time, he decides to move out to the get. So the Mishnah is going to explain in which ways the get is batal, and which ways he mevatel, the get is still kayim. And in certain ways it's not, it's usher for him to be mevatel a get. So hashaleach, someone sends a get in the hands of a shliach lehalacha. Hashaleach get li ishto. Okay? Behigiyah hashaliach. Right? And what, behigiyah bar shaliach. And he himself goes ahead and captures, he overtakes the shliach on the way. He comes up to the shliach. Or he sends a second shliach to go after the first shliach, and he says, and he, the Baal himself, says, or the Baal instructs the second shliach to say to the first shliach, get shenasati lecha, the get that I gave to you to give to my wife, batel hu, should not be used to divorce my wife. Hareze batel. If that's the case, then it's batel, and if the original shliach then goes ahead and it delivers the get, it doesn't count as ena megureshes. Next case, kidem etzel ishto, the husband, instead of chasing down the shliach, runs to the wife. He chases down and gets to the wife prior to the time that the shliach gets there. So kidem etzel ishto, o sheshalach etzla shliach, or he sends another shliach not to overtake the first shliach, but he sends a second shliach to get to the wife. This guy is fleet of foot and he gets there faster. And the husband or the second shliach says, get sheshalachi lach batalhu, the get that I sent to you, which hasn't arrived yet, but when it does arrive, it's batel. So hareze batel. And that instance, the get is batel as well, can't be used to divorce her. But if he wants to be mevatel the get, but im shehigiyah haget liyadah shuvin yochel batel. As soon as the get gets into her hands, as soon as the get arrives into her hands, then she's divorced, and he can no longer be mevatel that. The Rashba says here that this is an exception from the rule that there's no such thing as toka de dibur kedibur. He says that the second the get reaches the woman's hands, you can't have charata, you can't bring it back, right? There's no. It doesn't make a difference. And the isha's megureshes. And the Rambam in Geirish and Perek Vav Halacha Tazayin also paskins that way. That's a get kasher right away. It doesn't matter. There's no such thing as toka de dibur kedibur. Don't mean to remove the get. And the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Nun Tes also passes like this Rambam and the Rashba. Because as soon as it says, Mishagia get the other, the second the get comes to her hands, then he can't be vital with, and that's it, it's divorced. Could be, because it's. So now the Gemara explains what happened, what they used to do in the old days. Barishona, in the olden times, right? Hayosef based in Mimokum Achem Ravatlo. The olden times used to not even have to send a shliach or go after the shliach himself. Or he would send a shliach, he would decide, you know what, I don't want a divorce anymore. He would convene a beis din. The Gemara will discuss what it means by beis din, either three or two people. He'll convene a beis din, and right there will say that the get is batel in front of them, and that will be the end of it. But the hiskin, Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, shelo you osa kain. Rabbi Gamliel Azakin said you shouldn't be doing that. The mivatel get, not in front of the shliach or in front of the isha. The bitel get has to be done either in front of the shliach that he sent or in front of his wife. Mipnei tikun olam. There's a tikkun olam here because what might happen is you'll be mevatel it in point A. The shliach and the isha won't hear about it. They'll get the get in point B. They'll be unaware of the fact that this get was invalidated already. And then she'll use that get and get married to somebody else, and you can increase mamzerim in Klal Yisrael. That's the Mishnah. Just a quick thing. There's a little bit of machlokas of when you are mevatel the get, you have to do it in front of Edim. So the Rush says that you have to, if the husband goes after, of course, if you mevatel the front, in the olden times you used to do it in front of the beis din. Say the husband's going himself to be mevatel the get. So the Rush brings down a Yerushalmi that says halach shliach levatel the get tzarich levatel b'fnei shnei edim. You need two witnesses. And some explain it. The reason is because it's a davar shebe'erba, named davar shebe'erba pachas shnayim. So the question is, there's a machlokes whether or not you have to appoint in front of two witnesses. I'm not sure how that ties in, but the Rush brings down the Yerushalmi that you have to move out to the get in front of two Edim. Kiv Eger asks, how does the shlichus to be move out to the get work? Isn't that mili that we learned a few days ago? This is just words. How can you do a shlichus? How can you send the shliach to move out to the get? You're sending a shliach only with words, with mili. How does that work? So he seems to say that The difference is over here is that it's not considered mili because again this is the Gemara Maisa. It's one of the shittas that mili said. I don't know if we discussed it last week, but mili might not apply if what you're saying is the completion of the Maisa. The horror of Rabbi Akiva Eger. Okay, so the Gemara says the Gemara is going to be medayik from the lashon of the higia, which the higia is just mashma like happenstance. He just happened to have gotten there, as opposed to actually going after the shliach. So the Gemara says. Higio, which is mashma that he ran after him, lokatani. It doesn't say that he ran after him. Ela higia, which is afilu mimela. Even if he just, you know, he's walking down the streets and he's in a fast horse and he catches up to the shliach and says, oh, you're here. Even that case, he can be mevatel the get if he sees the shliach and the get's mevatel. Below amrina letzur who the kamikavin. And we don't say we're not umdim das to say that. His only kavana is to be ma'akev, is to slow down the liver get by a couple of months in order to provide tsa'ar to his wife. And he really didn't have kavana to mivatel the get, because otherwise he would have really run afterwards. Here he just happened to come across them. So really, we're not saying that he didn't have kavana to mivatel the get, because really, had he had kavana, he would have ran after the shliach mivatel. We don't say this. The din is that the get is mivutel. So Rashi says, lo amrinan, what does it mean that's urkam mikavin? Lo amrinan, that we don't say ein bedaiti levatlo elat zeruba ba'alma chalosh chachayim. We don't say that it's not his das mivatel get. Rather, he's coming to. He wants to just give her tzaros for a month or two. Sheim hayu bedaiti levatlo hayarod v'acharol v'tulei. Because if he really had in mind to mivatel get, he would have run afterwards. The Rashba argues. The Rashba says that the tzeruba kamikavim doesn't mean that he's tzeruba the wife for a month or two, because. He says l'may nafkimina, so it's l'tzur kamikavin or not l'tzur kamikavin. Nevertheless, the shliach still can't deliver the get. He doesn't have the power to deliver the get if the husband says not to deliver it. So the Rashba says that l'tzur kamikavin might mean that it's l'tzur kamikavin of the shliach that he's going to make the shliach feel awkward. Whether should he deliver the get? Should he not deliver the get? Is he really serious about it? So umdam nas that he's serious about it and he has to and he can deliver the get. Okay, so the Gemara says the next case of the Mishnah was Osha Shalach Achrav Shliach. So he sends afterwards a Shliach to be vatel get. So the Gemara says, Lamali, why do I need this extra case to tell me that he can send a Shliach? If he himself meets the Shliach in happenstance, he can be vatel get. So then, of course, if he sends somebody on purpose to go ahead and be vatel get, Shluchu Adam Kamoso. So what's the difference? So Mao, the Tehima, you would have thought, Lo Alima Shluchu Sey de Basra, Mi Shluchu Sey de Kamal Vatle. The Havamina was that you would say that there's no koach in the second shlichus that's strong enough to mevatel the first shlichus to say that the second shliach is stronger than the first shliach. Kamash Malan, then even though that even on agadei shliach you can mevatel again. I'm not sure what the Havamina is. If we say shluch lagu kamoso, why can't you? What was the Havamina to say that the second shliach wouldn't have enough power to mevatel the first shliach? So I saw the Chazon Ish says that he asked the question, and he says that maybe it has to do with the fact that, you know, it's Davar Sheba'erva. So maybe the second Shliach by himself can't be Mevatel the first Shliach without two Edim. And you have a meaning would be that the Shliach can't be Mevatel, the second Shliach can't be Mevatel the first Shliach without two Edim, Kamashalam that he can. I'm not sure. I just don't understand what the Havamin is. If a Shliach is a Shliach Adam Kamoso, if you have any ideas.
You have two.
So I have the first shliach, and now I'm mevatel the first shliach. What's the difference if I'm myself mevatel the first shliach, or I send a shliach to mevatel the shliach? The second shliach is my shliach also. What's the difference in the strengths? If I send a shliach to do something, the chakira of what a shliach is, but it's still my action, as I'm the baal. So why would you have a havamina that it wouldn't work? Anyway, that was the Gemara's havamina. Kamash Malan, that it does work. Okay. We'll talk about whether the get is destroyed or what has to do with it. Can you send a third shliach to? We'll talk about what happens to the get. So my focus on the Gemara, what happens to the get? Can you actually use that get later, or is now the whole gate the get? The get. Gemara doesn't discuss that.
But
what? Maybe it's mealy. What's the first? In the first case, he's actually giving him the get, so it's not mealy. Maybe, could be. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to explain the Chiddush and the continuation of the Mishnah. Okay, then it says, Kidim hu eitzel ishto.
So is he being mevatel the shlichus of the original, or is he being mevatel the get?
the Gemara talks about what's going to be, what how he is. Machlokas in the Gemara, whether you can you let's say he decides afterwards he wants to use this get, can he still use the get? Was he mevatel the get, or he just mevatel the shlicha? So machlokas in the Gemara later on, we'll see. Hopefully today, paskin is that you mevatel the shlichus, not necessarily the get. Okay, so kidim hu etzel ishto, and then he tells her that he's mevatel the get lamali. Why do I need that case? If I had the case before that he can send a shlichus to mevatel the get. So why he himself can be mivatel the get also? So ma'adutaim a kilo min l'tzurukam ikavein. When's that? Hani milu l'shiliach. Aval lido avadu l'tzurukam ikavein. You maybe had a havimi to say that he's not going to be mitzar. I think it fits well with the Rashba. But you're not going to be mitzar her or the shliach when he sends a shliach. But if he himself goes afterwards, maybe he's going to just to bother her. Kamash malan that if he himself tells the woman. It gets mevutel and we don't fear for the tzura kamikavein. Next case, the Gemara says, Osha shalach etzla shliach, or he sends a shliach to her. So lamali, what do I need that? We just said that if he himself goes to the woman to mevatel the get, it works. Of course, if a shliach works, it's shliach zada gamoso. What's the difference? So ma'al the tema, iyu hud lo tarach adaita letzura. Maybe you would said that, you know what? If he's being torech to run after to go to the woman, that's why that's not going to be letzura kamikavein because he's not going to be torech to do that. Aval shliach, but to send a shliach is uskin off his back. He's not doing any traveling. Deloch pat like he torech. He doesn't care to shliach because matriach. Vade letzura kamikavein. You have a hami to think that it's only letzura kamikavein and the get and his mindset is really not to be mevatel to get. Kamash mlan. Then even in this case, his kavanah is for bitul get and the get is batel, not letzura kamikavein.
Yeah.
The get that's going to come in a week later is batel. You can't use that get. I don't have the das anymore.
How does that work in this case?
Batel the get or is batel the shlichus? The Gemara is going to talk about that. Which one is he batel? Either way, the get's batel. The get is no good. Can't use the get. The get's no good. I don't allow you to use the get. Or he says the shlichus that's coming has no more power. So he's not my shliach anymore. So what he's doing is null and void. It's ultra vires. He can't do it. He's no power. It's no good. Yeah, it's no good. There's so many things that you have to. I take away the lishman aspect. I take away whatever it is. However it works mechanically, he takes away the power of the get to be viable. So the Gemara says, "Imi shegiya get liyado eni yachal levatlo." Once the get reaches her hands. He can't be mevatel it because it happens automatically when she gets it. So Gemara says pshita. You say it's pasha. Of course, as soon as she gets to get it, it's batel. So he goes no lo tzricha de mahadra alei meikar levatule. He what's the case? He's running after the shliach to try to find him to be mevatel the get because you know he can't do it without either in front of the shliach after the kind of Rabbi Gamliel. He can't do it not b'fnei isha or b'fnei shliach. So he's running after shliach to mevatel it. You would think you have a havim to say, you know what? What else could he have done? He ran after her, he's trying to find her, he wants me to vatel it. Kamash Malan, it doesn't matter. Kamash Malan, it's not considered batel until he does it by just chasing afterwards is not enough. So Tosfos explains, even according to Rava, who we're going to see on, I think on Thursday's daf, on daf Lamed Daled, who says that Giloy Milsa by get works, here it's not gonna work because by him running afterwards, the shliach may have thought that he's running afterwards in order to be mizaris me to chase after me. He says, first line of Tosos di Masu Madu Tema. The Rava the Amal Kaman the Gilu Daita Begita Milsehi Hainu Shenod the Kodem Shegiya Get Liyada. That's only if you have a Gilu Daita before the get reaches her hands. Aval Im Lo Noda Oso Gilu Daita Ad Achos Shegiya Liyada Lav Klumhu. But if you don't have the gilui dais until after the get reaches her hands. That's not considered enough. The shliach may have thought that the baal was chasing after him to be mezaris him to go faster. But there's a machlokus later on in Tosos who says we have a problem about because the problem here is that it's dvarim shebelev because he didn't do anything. It's dvarim shebelev in a dvarim. But there's a klal also that when we've said it a few times that if it's there's nothing else he could have done. Sometimes dvarim shebelev are considered dvarim. So Tosos says. That really, in this case, Dvar Mishabalev would work, because there's nothing else he could have done. He's chasing after her. We didn't the Rabbanon, they were Mavatil his Das. I don't know how that works. We didn't the Rabbanon to Mavatil get, that's good Daraisa. But, the Reed argues and says no, that, really Dvar Mishabalev are not Dvarim, and even in this case, it's not considered dvarim. Okay. The two edim. But the Gemara said, the Mishnah said, I don't know, the Mishnah said that you have to do it, you have to do it in front of the shliach or in front of the wife. That's how you mevatel get. Because otherwise, in front of two, that's how they used to do it, in front of the beis din, but they don't know. So according to this, now the Gemara says that that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that no matter what, even igla milsum afreya, the betuli bartoli, kamash malan, that's not, it's only dvarim shebelev. He has to go with that. But it makes a difference if he says it in front of the woman or he says it in front of the shliach. That's the Mishnah's rule. So the Gemara continues. Tana Rabbanan. Let's say, what's the words that he has to use? If he says the words batalu, that this should be batal, efshibo, I don't want to use it. Dvarim kayamim. Then it's a good invalidation of the get. But if he uses words like pasalhu, eno get lo amar klum. Why? What's the difference? The difference is he only can talk about it in the future, that it shouldn't be good get to be used. He can't say that there's an intrinsic deficiency in the get. He can't say it's possible, because we look at the get, it's not possible. You can't say it's not a get. You can't talk about in the past, because that's not that. If you look at the get, it's fine. You only can do some sort of a future connotation can invalidate the get, but a past, if something on the past of the get that it was written in an invalid way, that doesn't work. So the Gemara asks, so we just said now here that the words batel who means yis batel in the future tense. It should be batel when it gets to you. So the Gemara says, l'meimra de batel lishna dili batel mashma. You come and tell me that the word batel is mashma, a future tense, that it should be batel. V'ha amar rababar aivu amar rav sheshes, or amar le amar rababar avua, where sort of like the three or four lines from the bottom on Lama Bezim and Aleph. Right? He says, what happens? Matana. Right? Amikabel matana. Someone who gets a matana from his friend, who says after the matana reached his hand, matana zo mivuteles, that this matana should be batel or ti batel efshebo or all these other things lo amar klum. What's the reason? Why does he want to get rid of the matana? He doesn't want the matana because he doesn't want a bal chov to collect from it. So he says that this matana is batel, right? Lo amar klum. Matana, it doesn't say anything. Why? The matana still exists in his hands, and if he has a balchov, there's a creditor, he can collect from the matana. But if he says, because the baal matana, the guy who receives the gift, he can't be chozer and say it's not a gift after he accepted it, after he was zocha in it. But if he says that's in the future, but if he says belashan avar, but batelahi or ena matana devarim kayamim, if he says that it was batel in the past, meaning I never accepted it. So we believe him that because he does valdin that he never accepted it. We believe him that he never accepted it. So you see, alma batel meikarim ashma. Here it seems that batel batel is the same thing. It's the question of zachar nekeva. We see batel here, batel means a past connotation. We just said a past connotation, that batel by get means a future connotation. That's why it works. So Amar Abaye says, if you turn it off, batel, right, the word batel, shtel shonos mashma, it can mean one or the other, it can mean future, it can mean past, and what we're going to do, right, but right, shtel shonos mashma de batel, it's mashma that's batel in Lashon Avar, like we had in the Matana case, and mashma de li batel, like we, in the future, like we have in the get case. Gabi get, lishon de mahani beka amar, gabi matana, lishon de mahani beka amar. And when a person says those words, we're gonna give those words the meanings that make it good for him. So in the matana case, we say it's past. In the get case, we say it's a future connotation to be mevatel the get. Okay, now Gemara is gonna bring. Now the Gemara says, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Naktinan. We have a Kabbalah that shliach matana harehu kishliach haget. The shliach matana, someone who brings a matana, has a similar din to shliach haget. We'll see what that means, right? Nafka mina. What does that mean? L'holeif lav cheschidami. Major machlokes on how to learn this, but we'll say like this: that just like holeich doesn't work. That just like if you said schi for a get to a shliach, it doesn't work because it's chova her. We learned earlier in the Masechta. And it doesn't work for it to say that you should be makabel on behalf of her. There was Yisham that said even if he's a mukashrin, he can't be makabel on behalf of her. You actually have to deliver to her. So too, just like over there, that holech is lav kashri. So too, if you say holech by matana, it's lav kashri dummy. That's the way that the Gemara is the Gemara is learning it. So Tosfos, he explains that Abaye's, what's the connection? What does get have to do with Matanah? It's two completely different items. So Tosfos and Dirmasa Leholech says that what Abaye means to say is that just also in the Indian of Halach Lavka, the saying Halach Lavka Smi is not really just a simon movad, just to tell me that just like Holech by get doesn't work, and if you say Holech does get to my wife, you can be Choser, so too it's not going to work by Matana if you say Holech. If you can say Holech, it doesn't work by Matana. Not to teach me that Holech Lavka Smi by get, because you know Holech Lavka Smi by get, because there's no Zechiyah by get. It's a Chovula. That's how Tosos explains it. Fine. So it's not a real comparison. Just saying that the same dinim work. That holach lav kasli doesn't work by star matana, just like you know it the holach lav kasli by get because there's no zchus there. Okay. Ravina Ashkechel Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak the Tolei v'Kai be'Iver d'Dasha. So Ravina found Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak who was hanging out by the door handle, right? The Kamibayle, and he asked, right? Nachman was Mesupuk, where the husband says to the Shliach, Batel. He says the word Batel, but he doesn't say Batel who. Right? We said that it said Batel who, the get is Batel. What if he just says the words Batel, without the extra word, so Mahu? What's the din of the get? Does the word Batel by itself, is that Lashon Mashma past, which we said is no good by get? That means the get is Kfar Batel in the past, and therefore there's nothing good for him? Or do we say that Batel by itself, even without the word Batel, he is also Mashma Shtei Lashonos, and in the Gittin case, we would use it for the Atid, for a future connotation, which would make it Batel.
Isn't this rule of Holech Lav Kisvi apply to
everything? Going back there?
No, apply to everything. It all depends who the Shliach is from.
Well, there's a machlokes, whether Holech Kisvi or Holech Lav Kisvi. Abaye is coming to tell you that just like Holech Lav Kisvi by Gittin, so too by Shtar Matana. That's how we told him.
Everything, any star, anytime I send a shliach, it doesn't acquire the deen for somebody.
I don't know if that's the rule.
And if it's her shliach, it doesn't acquire a get. If she said, go get a get.
That's different. That's a shliach of Kabbalah. That's a different story. That's a totally different shliach. It's not. He's standing in her stead, and the gittin is valid as soon as he gets it. That's a different case. You're not sending somebody to deliver it. It's delivered right there. That's a different case. But I don't know if that's the rule across the board. I don't know. So now the Gemara says, what's the story with Batel by itself without he? So the Gemara says, Teku. The Gemara doesn't answer whether or not that implies a past or a future connotation to see whether the get is Batel or not. So now the Gemara says a couple extra lashonos. Amar of Sheshes, Amar Lav Masis Tana. Rav Sheshes says, and some say we learn it from a Braisa. Let's say you use the following lashons. The guy says to the shliach or the wife, get ze lo yoyel. This get shouldn't work to be megarish you. Lo yater, or it shouldn't permit you it shouldn't separate, it shouldn't undo the tie between us. Right? Lo yaziv. You can't leave through it. Lo yishalach. Yo yishlach. This get's not going to send you away from my house. Lo yigarish. Or this get will not send you away. Yiye cheres. It should be like cheres. Yiye kicheres. It should be like cheres, meaning something that has no value. Right, dvarim kayamin. In all these cases, the dvarim it's valid words, and the get is batel because these lishonos are mashma bittul from now going forward. But if he says the words eino moil, it doesn't work to be megarish. Eino matir, it doesn't work to be matir. Eino maziv, eino mishaleach, eino megareish. Cheres hu, kicheres hu, not yihye cheres, but it is, meaning it's an actual invalidation of the get now in the past. Lo amar klum. In that case, the get is kayam. Because this doesn't mevatel, because when he's not here, he's not being mevatel to get now going forward. He's being tried to be made that there was a past invalidation in the get, and we know that that's not true. So that's those lashonos don't work. So Yibayiluhu, they had a question. So Yibayiluhu, Harehu Cheres Mahu. Let's say he says the words Harehu Cheres. Right? What's the din in that case? Is that mashma lashon edus lusha avar laget, which is no good? Like you say Cheres Hu, which there was no good. And that's not moil to mevatel the get, or is that a mashma future connotation that the get should be batel from here going forward? So cheresu, because we said yihye cheres, it was good. Cheres hu is no good. Cheres, right? But if he says harehu cheres, what's the din? So amalei Ravina Rav Acha berei de Rava, amalei Rav Acha berei de Rava Rav Ashi. Maishna, what's the difference if you say harehu cheres when you say harehu hektesh or you say harehu hefker? The halacha is that those lusionos work. So just like those Lashonos work by Hektesh, and those work by Hefker, which is Mashma, in the future. I am now making this item Hektesh, going forward. I am now making this item Hefker, going forward. So too, I am now making this Get Cheres, Harehu Cheres, going forward. Therefore, it's a good Lashon for invalidating the Get. Okay. One second. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to continue about what we discussed before. Now, the guy was Mavato the Get. Let's say he's Mavato the Shliach that comes. So we're on Lamed Beis, Amid Beis, about 10, 12 lines from the bottom. So guy comes, he's Mavato, either he's Mavato the Get, you know, he says to the Shliach, don't give the Get, or he says to the wife that the Get's coming, it's not going to be good. Can he then, let's say 2 months later, decide, you know what, I want to use the Get? Listen, the Get was written validly. It was a good valid get. What's he doing? Is he being mevatel the power of the get, or he's just being mevatel the shlichus, and therefore 2-3 months or 2 days later, he can still use this get?
To change the date.
What?
To change the date.
Or maybe does he have to change the get? Why date? Because why? Saying it's a get yashan. Well, let's say they didn't have yichud during the time. He's living at all the way in New York, and she's in Los Angeles, and there's no planes. So there's no chash of yichud, and maybe it's not a get yashan. I don't know. Maybe you have to worry about that. So the Gemara is Masupak about the get that the Baal is Mevatel, and now he wants to be Megarisher. Choseru Megarishbo? Can he now go ahead and be Megarisher with that get? Why? Because the Guf HaGet itself wasn't Batel. Rather, he was just Mevatel the Shlichus. And so what he'll do is he'll appoint a new Shlichus to use the get. Oh, ain't a Choseru Megarishbo. Or do we say, no, he can't go ahead and use the get, maybe for what you were saying before, that there's something wrong. What he did was he put a psul, he was Mevatel the get itself. That's what chetz of the get is invalid, and it's like nothing. It's a worthless piece of paper. And if he wants to divorce her, he has to write a new get. So Gemara says the machlokas amaroyim. Rav Nachman amar chosum regarishbo. Rav Nachman says all he did was mevatel l'shlichus, and therefore he can use this get in the future. Rav Sheshes omer eino chosum regarishbo. Rav Sheshes says no, he can't use this get. He was mevatel the get itself. The hilchos of kivasi the Rav Nachman and the halacha corresponds to the view of Rav Nachman that he can be chosen regarishbo. All he did was mevatel the shlichos. So the Gemara says, is that the case? Ain't he? Is that the halacha is really that case that all you are is that you can be chosen and use this get for in another instance? V'hai kaimalan. Let's read the Gemara first. V'hai kaimalan hilchos vasei the Rav Yochanan the amar choseres. We say the halacha is like Rav Yochanan who says the choseres. What's the case? Someone gives kesef to his wife. Rashi talks about this also. Someone gives kesef kiddushin to his wife and says, "His kadshi li b'mos elach shloshim yom. You should use these mos to be mekudush to me after 30 days with these mos." And she accepts it. So now there's a 30-day window when they're not married yet. She's 30 days. Nevertheless, choseres. So what does that mean? She can be choser, but during those 30 days, and say, "I no longer want to accept this." No longer want to accept this kesef kiddushin. So therefore, you see that someone can be mevatel the kiddushin prior to it being chal. So you see that the woman has the koach to be mevatel the kiddushin kesef. So we should say also that the husband has the koach to be mevatel the get, right? And you should be able to go ahead and use it, just like the woman is mevatel the whole kiddushin. Don't say only here that he's only mevatel the shlichus; he's mevatel the whole get. So all the rishonim try to figure out, what's the connection? This is a sort of a tenuous connection between the two cases. So Rashi says that the question is that just like when you're Mekadish a woman with Mos after 30 days, and she's Choser during those 30 days, the Kiddushin is Batel, right, before they were Chal. So too, when you're Mevatel the Get before the Gerishin is Chal, so too, you're Mevatel the Get before the Gerishin is Chal. And the answer is, the Gemara answers, we'll just read the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hachi Hashta. Basically, I think the Gemara's question is our question. What's the comparison? Hachi hashta, hasam dibur diburhu, and asi dibur mevatel dibur. But hacha nihi de batel shuchasah de shliach gita gufei mika bebatel. Over there, by the kiddushin case, what was it? It's two diburs. I accept the kiddushin, and Ash says I don't accept the kiddushin. But over here, so dibur the halacha is that dibur can be mevatel dibur, but dibur speaking cannot be mevatel in action. Here, what happened? He gave the get. It was an action. It was a maisa. Now his dibor is going to be mevatel the action. That's no good. So he's mevatel the shlichus. He appointed the shlichus with dibor, so that can be he can mevatel the shlichus with dibor. But he can't be mavatel the get with dibur because that was a maisa. So there's no comparison. Gemara says, right, hasam over there by the kiddushin, it's dibur. Her acceptance of the kiddushin was dibur. Right. The diburu and her chazara is also dibur. And also dibur about the chazara of the kiddushin mivatul the dibur originally, but when she agreed to the kiddushin. But the hacha by the get nihi de batli the shluchasa the shliach. It's fine. He can mivatul the shlichos because that's dibur and dibur. But gita gufi mika batil. How can he be mivatul the actual get? How can he be mivatul a maisa with dibur? That seems to be the way Rashi learns the question. Rav Nachum Berkovitz tries to explain that maybe what the Makshin held originally was that there's more than just dibur when it came to the kiddushin. By the kiddushin, she actually accepted most. There was actually a transmission of the most into the hands of the woman. So there's a maisa there also. So the Gemara is saying, look, her dibur over there was mavata that maisa of the kesef kiddushin also. Rav Nachum explains that maisa is nothing yet. That maisa only the maskarna of the Gemara is that maisa has no validity. Because it's contingent upon the 30 days, right? So there's no chalos. Maybe there's no maisa. By the gittin, you say there is a chalos because what the chalos is he implanted in the gittin lishma, and there was a writing, so there was a maisa there here. So Rav Nachman says the machlokas may be in how you view the first case of accepting kiddushin for 30 days later, whether that's considered a maisa, that's considered only a dibur. The mahavamin was. Of course, a lot of shittas. It did. Yeah, we saw the Shmuel and all that. That you can start counting avchana from there.
And what happened? Let's say he gives a shliach to a get.
So he gives the get to the shliach.
He gave to the shliach.
Right.
Say, go give to my wife.
Okay.
And he changed mind. Call him on the cell phone. So you don't give it anymore. Okay. So I'm giving anyway. So he goes and he gives the get to the wife. Is
okay.
So no.
He took away the power of the shliach.
The shliach
is not an independent actor. The shliach only works. It's like the bottle is like the battery. You pulled out the plug. There's no power in the shliach.
Now you have a get written in the shmo that is actually delivered to her.
Fine, but there's no power. The person delivering the get has no authority to deliver the get. If I'm a shliach, right? The same. If I'm a shliach and I only work through the energy that the bottle provides. If he pulls the plug on me, he pulls the plug. There's no validity anymore.
He gave her a kiddushin here, Michal, in 30 days.
But okay, I don't know. I don't know. Murray doesn't talk about that. I don't know. Could be. I don't know. I don't know. You have to look up if the Rishonim or anyone talks about that. The Gemara doesn't mention that case. I don't know. Well, think about it. He says, I'll give you the get in 30 days. Right, so it's not chal in 30 days. Obviously, I think that maybe you could retract it. Tonight, you say that tonight is not kayim. I take it back. I don't know, but maybe I think you could do it. Sounds like you could do it. Okay. So now the Gemara goes back to what was going on. Okay. Sorry, you okay? Marcel, okay? Okay. So Gemara says, right, Barishona Hayosa based. Originally used to make a based in Makom Acher, and you move out to the get. So Itmar. We can talk about what happened in those days. Itmar. When the Baal wanted to be mivatel the get before the Takana of Rabbi Gamliel Zokim, if they come who mivatel in front of how many dayanim did he have to be mivatel the get? Rav Nachman Amar Bifnei Shnayim. He only had to do it in front of two because this isn't Dine Mamonos. He doesn't need three. He just needs two. Rav Sheshes Amar Bifnei Shlosha. No, you have to do it in front of three, right? So Rav Sheshes, why? Rav Sheshes Amar Bifnei Shlosha. Why? Because it says Beis Din Katani. The Mishnah says he did it in front of a Beis Din, and a Beis Din, the smallest Beis Din is three. Rav Nachman Amar, two is enough. Bifnei Shnayim, lebeitrei nami based in Karole. Two people also you can be called a based in. Just because the Mishnah uses the lashon of based in doesn't necessarily mean that it means three. So Amar Rav Nachman mina aminala. How do I know that sometimes two people are also called a based in? Ditnan. Okay, this is by we'll learn about this later on in the parak. Also talking about the case of Prosbel. Right, so Minat Torah, when it comes Shemitah, it's Meshametas all the Chovos, right? So what happens? In order that you don't, the Chum instituted, in order that people won't, you know, refrain from lending money, they were metaking that you could give your Storos to Beis Din, and they'll be Toveya the Chov, becomes a Chov Beis Din, and that's the case. It says, but the Pasuk says there, because it says, Lo Yigos Esrei Eyo Ves Achav Kikar Shemitah LaHashem, and therefore, if you give it to the Beis Din, you're not collecting it, Beis Din's collecting it. And what happens? What do you say to Beis Din when you give the Prosbul? You say, Mosrani lifneichem ploni u ploni hadayonim shemakom ploni. I give you my star, ploni u ploni, b'makom Ploni. How many people does he mention? Ploni, Ploni's two. So he's calling them. He's calling them Dayanim, and only two. It's a Beis Din of two. So Rav Sheshi says, "Wait, no." Rav Sheshi says, "Atu Tana ki rochel lichshiv glazil." The Tana is not just a storyteller who's going to tell you all the things and all the details. He says, "Ploni, Ploni." It's lav dafka. Beis Din is three. The lashon here is lav dafka. He's not going to count everything that you have to do. So therefore, he still says it's three. So Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, "Mino aminala." So how do I? Another place. How do I know it? Because it says in the Mishnah Shviz, in the Shtar Prosbul itself, right? Hadayonim chosim lamata. It says either dayonim sign on the bottom, or edim, or the edim sign. So Rav Nachman says, my love, dayonim dumit edim. The dayonim are, it's obvious, the dayonim are dumit are similar to the edim. Uma edim is enough to have two. Uma edim shnayim. Af dayonim nami shnayim. So two dayonim also have to are two. So Rav Sheshi says, midi ira. What are you talking about? Hakadisa v'hakadisa. Dayonim is three, and edim are two. That's just the rules. So then the Gemara asks, okay, so according to you, Rav Sheshes, Lamali the Mishnah Dayanim, Lamali Mishnah Edim. Why do I have to write both? Just say, Dayanim, you know that it's the regular rules. So he says, Hakamash Malan, this comes to teach us, Dilo Shna Kasa Beloshan Dayanim, Vichasme Edim, Dilo Shna Kasa Beloshan Edim, Vichasme Dayanim. The Lashon of the Prosbul can be written in one of two ways. It can be written inside the text, the Lashon of Edim, or it can be written a text that implies it was written in front of Dayanim. So even if the text implies it was written in front of Dayanim and signed by Edim, or the text is written in a Lashon that implies that they were Edim and signed by Dayanim, either way it's still valid. So the Halacha is a Machlokas Poskim. So the Rambam in Shemitah V'Yovel Perek Tes Halacha Ches, he brings our Mishnah by itself. It just says, Vosrani lechem ploni uploni. Doesn't say whether you need two or three. He just brings the text of the Mishnah, ploni uploni, by a prosbul. Doesn't add on that. So the Marikurkus says that the das of the Rambam is that it has to be in front of three, because he also says, the Rambam also says that you have to do it in a Beis Din. A Beis Din is three. But the Ran here on the Rif says the halacha is like Rav Nachman, that by a prosbul, it's enough with two. And he also says that the Naran says that that's the Rambam, he argues, because he only says ploni uploni, he doesn't say that you need three. And the Ramban here in Dibur Masechet Chol also brings down that you only need to do the prosbul only has to be written in front of two dayanim. So just as we hear, we asked before whether you're mavatel the get or you're mavatel the shlichus. So Tosos Dibur Masechet Chosam, which is on. Where is that? Right, Hasam Dibur of Dibur. So we said that the reason why you can't be Mevatel the Shlichus here, you can't be Mevatel the Etzem Aget, you're only Mevatel the Shlichus, is because the Ksivus Aget, like we said before, Tosos explains, the Ksivus Aget is a Maisa, and a Dibur can't be Mevatel the Maisa. So the only thing you're Mevatel is the other Dibur, which is the appointment of the Shlichus. So that Dibur is Mevatel the Dibur of the Shlichus. But the Get itself is a Maisa, the Dibur can't be Mevatel. But there's a Tosos in Kiddushin on Daf Nun Tesam Abayis, Dibur Masechet Mitoras, who gives a different reason why he can't. He says that the get isn't mivatel because it's like most, that's not mivatelus. It's extant. How you mivatel it? Like maybe that's what we were alluding to before. How can you mivatel it? It's standing right there. You can't be mivatel it because the get was written lahalacha. How you mivatel the get? So there's two Tosos gives two complete different answers to the question. So. Say quickly, Rav Chanan Wasserman we've discussed this in the past before. Rav Ross has mentioned a few times that when a person does an action, what does that do? When you have an action to create a chalos, does the actual action of what the person does create the chalos, or that the person just does the pu'ula and the chalos comes by itself? What's the difference? For example, by kinyan, it's das machne, my das, my action is what creates the chalos. The other side is that you have a shchita. My das has nothing to do with it. I do the action, the shchita is chal me'elav. It's chal by itself. Not gemina being, can I put a t'nai into it? Or can I say la'achar zman? I can't put a t'nai in the shchita. I can't say that the shchita is valid only if it rains tomorrow. Because I'm not the one who's creating the chalos. My action leads to a valid shchita, and the chalos is created me'elav. But when it comes to a kinyan, my action creates the chalos. So Rav Chanan tries to say that maybe that's the machlokas here in the Tosasim. He says that it's in the Kovetz Aros. In Simon Ayin Vav Osud Aleph, he says that maybe can you be mevatel the etzem aget? Because also, like one of the nafkaminas would be also can you be mevatel it? I can't be mevatel the shchita, but I could theoretically be mevatel a kinyan if it wasn't for the fact that it's only dvarim. but I can't be mevatel shechita. So he says the Tosafim is viewing different ways how you view the get. If you say that when the Baal writes the get, he instills the chalos of the get, so therefore he can put tanoim on it and he can be mevatel the get. So the only reason why he can't be mevatel the get in this instance is because it's dibur. But really, al pidin, he should be able to mevatel the get because he's the one who's creating the chalos. Or do you say maybe no? Maybe that, again, this is what Rabbi Chanan suggests. Not everyone says this. Or you can say that no, it's the other way. You view the get the other way around. He just writes it, and the chalos is chal by itself. The chalos is chal by itself. So there's no havamina to say that he can be. He does not mean to say that he can be mevatel it. It has to be. He doesn't have the ability to mevatel it because he's not the one creating the chalos. The chalos is created by itself, and that's why Tosas and Kedushin has to come on to a different reason. We'll stop here for discussion afterwards.